Does the gloomy May weather in South Central Alaska have you down? Brian Brentschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says not to worry. The bad weather pattern isn't necessarily going to stick around for the rest of the summer. And he told editor Annie Feit, May weather hasn't been too terrible compared to normal.
It has for the part of the last third of the month of May, but it's really been kind of a little bit at or slightly above normal temperature-wise, and it's been only a little bit above normal precipitation-wise. So while it may seem wet and gray and cloudy, it really hasn't been excessively so. Now, May is normally a dry month, so average precipitation actually generally is higher than, say, the median precipitation. So, you know, we're probably in the wettest third or so of Mays, but not an excessively wet May.
And can the weather in May tell us anything about the rest of the summer?
Well, it would be great if it could. Unfortunately, if you look at correlations between May conditions, be it temperature or precipitation, really doesn't tell you a whole lot about how the summer is going to evolve. There is some correlation. If you have a warm May, generally you have a warm summer. If you have a cool May, it's more likely that you would have a cool summer. But those are fairly weak correlations, so I wouldn't hang too much on what we're seeing right now in May and try to extrapolate that out into the rest of the summer. And as far as precipitation, it's really hit or miss. If you look at all the years and you plot all the dots out, there's nothing there to go on as far as, you know, a wet May might mean a wet or a dry summer. There's just no telling that far in advance.
So listeners shouldn't cancel their camping plans yet for the rest of the summer.
I certainly hope not. And you know, it's human nature to say, you know, to extrapolate out, oh, this is, you know, the start of the summer season is like this, so it's probably the rest of it's going to be like this. And again, there's very, very little to go on historically that would enable us to make those assessments. We do have long-range computer models, and they're generally showing a warmer summer, and they're generally showing, you know, near normal precipitation. And those would be a better bet to go on than trying to estimate what it's going to be like based on what we've seen so far this May.
Brian Brentschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.